T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, Kyle Schwarber is already here, so yeah. We will...
The excitement you hear is because Kyle Schwarber is joining us. We'll dispense with this
topic. Did you hear the oohs and ahs as he walked up here?
It was. It was very ooh and ah. You guys could play him up, though, a little more ooh. Hi, Kyle.
Kyle, good to see you again.
Thank you guys for having me on again.
Thanks for coming on again.
Great to
have
you. I
got to inform you that our IU basketball team is not doing all that well this year.
No, they're not. It's unfortunate.
Yeah, it's not been fun. All right, Kyle. So I know that you guys have questions for Kyle. Like I said, shoot them to the text line at 670-11. We'll try to get as many of them in as possible. This is the first time in your pro career that you've had a managerial change. Mm-hmm. What's that going to be like for you?
I think it's going to be good. I mean, obviously wish Joe the best. I have a huge amount of respect for Joe. I mean, guy came in, won a World Series in Chicago, 108 years, broken curse. You can't say enough. But, with David coming in, a guy who already demands an immense amount of respect from his players when he was just a player, now stepping into that manager job, it's only going to be good stuff. I think Riz said it. We just had the kids' press conference. He says it's going to be the biggest blessing in disguise for a lot of people's careers. So I truly believe that. So I think we're all looking forward to this.
So one of the things that I think people are concerned about with David Ross coming in is, you know him. He's been your friend. He's been your teammate. But he has made it very clear that he's not going to be afraid to get in people's faces when they...
No.
So, I mean, have you had that experience with him?
Oh, yeah. Plenty of times. I mean, he's people have this conception of a manager being someone that you can't know because they're the ones who are making decisions. But, this guy, he's the most accountable person you'll ever meet. If he thinks that you're slacking it... he's going to let you know, and if he thinks, you're doing a great job and things aren't, he's going to be the first one there to love you. He'll be the first one there to pat you on the butt, but don't get me wrong, he's got a little mean streak in him too. So I've had that happen to me with him, and I know a couple other people have too, so definitely looking forward to that side as well.
Well, obviously, David is a guy that you guys all know and you've played with. What do you think the biggest change is going to be for you guys, both having, from Joe Madden to David Ross, and also for playing with a guy who used to be a former teammate?
I think the biggest change from David from Joe to David will be, I know Joe was very relaxed, super laid back, kind of. Let the players set their own way, and I think David's going to come in, and he's got it on his mind what he wants to do, and I think things are going to be a little bit more structured, and he's going to demand a high amount of respect. Not that Joe didn't, but I think that there's going to be a little bit more structure in everything we're going to be doing on a day-to-day basis.
So in 2019, you played in more games than you had in your entire career. So what kind of things did you do in the offseason to kind of recover from that kind of wear and tear on your body?
Yeah, well, obviously I got married and then I went to Hawaii.
Okay, so. We're going to get to that. We want to hear lots about that.
Yeah, Hawaii is great for your for relaxing and mind healing.
Yeah.
But, You try to take that month off. I feel like I came off an injury from the year before too with my back, and just kind of giving your body a good rest on from working out and the wear and tear. Rest is a very huge part of recovery, and for you to just let your body get fully recharged to get back to your training and really prep for this coming season, it's key.
So before you came out, Kyle, we were talking about the Astros sign-stealing scandal and everything that happened Thursday on social media. What is your feeling on what's been going on with the sign stealing? Do you think the electronic thing is something that everybody does, or were you kind of shocked to hear it?
Definitely not everyone does it, because we don't do it. I know for 100% fact that we are a clean team, and we stay within the rule book. And I mean, you've kind of heard rumors of things like that with maybe them, but nothing like hard evidence proof. And you know, it's always been speculation. And then when it came out, you know, it's shocking. You know, it's kind of a slap in the face, just because, you know, it's like you're just blatantly cheating. You're blatantly cheating this great game, and the purpose behind it. And I know everyone wants to win at the end of the day, but I think that, you know, if we can all, even in life, do the right thing, even if it's you know, it doesn't work out, we can all lay our head down at night and
so
have
some
good
always,
sleep.
Have there always been rumors about a bunch of different teams, or has Houston sort of been the focus of most of the rumors?
I mean, I wouldn't say it's just rumors. Like, I, you know, it's just you hear bits and pieces, and you know, I don't know about other teams. I'm only new about this Houston thing when it came out. So, I mean, it was always just speculation, but now that it's really came out in truth, it's kind of a slap in the face.
For those of you on the radio that can't see his face, he really does look like he's at a complete loss to figure out what Houston is thinking.
Yeah. What have there ever been times when you've been in a game and whether it was the hits that certain players were getting that they really kind of shouldn't have. Has there ever been a moment where you've been like, this isn't right. Something's not right.
Not really, because I'm not close. You know, I'm out in left field. And I mean, I'm on the bench sometimes. But, you know, when I'm doing that, I mean, I haven't really seen anything. But, I mean, who would know? No one would know unless someone decided to speak up like, you know, Fires did. Because, I mean, it was so well hidden. You know, no one, you know, I mean, I know the banging on the trash can thing, and, I mean, that wasn't really well hidden, but, you know, it worked, and no one really said anything, and, you know, for it to come out now, I mean, good, I'm happy it's coming out, we need to get it out of the game.
We have a few more minutes visiting with Kyle Schwarber here at Cubs Convention. All right, Kyle, so this is the year you guys finished third in the league last season, which is a big change for you guys. Coming into this year, do you guys consider yourselves, I don't want to say underdogs, but like you have something to prove maybe in the division this year?
100%. I mean, I think, you know, we've set that bar for teams to come after us. You know, teams are wanting to come after us and to be better. And we set that bar high for the division. Not everyone wants to get better, and they are. And we're still a really good freaking team. And that's the thing that really pisses me off, is that people think that we're just, you know, some other team. No, we're still the Chicago Cubs. We still got, you know, Anthony Rizzo, Chris Bryant, Javier Baez, Jason Hayward, John Lester, Yu Darvish, Tyler Chatwood, all these guys who are got a resume in this game, and they're freaking good. They're freaking good. They are. We should be excited about this coming year. We should be excited, because I'm telling you what, good things are going to be coming.
So at this point in the season, before you had the spring training and everything, do you set out goals for yourself? Do you look at a season like and say, these are the things I want to accomplish?
You know, I would say I do set out goals, but they're not like number goals or anything like that. It's more of, you know, like my number one thing is always be a good teammate. You know, I think that's the biggest thing, is be a good teammate, because if you're focusing on winning and caring about your teammates and caring about how they're doing on the field, off the field, you know, how their day's going, whatever it is, good things are going to happen. And that's my number one goal each year.
You know, Javi Baez said yesterday that he felt like, you know, one of the things that has sort of changed with this team since 2016 is that guys are there for the team, but they're also there for their own stats. And, you know, baseball really is sort of an individual sport when you're up there facing someone one-on-one. So how do you sort of find the balance of, you know, taking care of yourself and your own career and being there for your teammates as well?
That's like what I said, when I think that you're focusing on the right things, good things are going to happen in terms of stats and in terms of driving in guys and in terms of hitting home runs, because you got a good mindset. You know, a lot of people, you know, it does take a lot of talent to play this game, but it's also a very mental game, because 162 game season, you got spring training beforehand, you got all the training that you put in preparation before spring training, that people don't realize how long it gets and how an 0 for 12 can really grind on some people. And you just got to be able to have a good positive outlook on the game, and and leave the baggage at the field from that day, and the next day is a new day.
Is that something that having that good bond with both your manager and your teammates, does that play into that, being able to leave that baggage?
I think so. I definitely think so. I mean, we all know each other pretty dang well now, and obviously having Rossi step in as manager, I mean, it's like there's not going to be a – it's not like we're learning – you know, there's going to be learning curves for other people, but for most of the people here, it's not like we're having to have to learn this whole new person who's coming in and running the team. You know, we know this guy, we know what he expects out of us, and obviously he's going to hold us accountable to that, but it's nice to know the expectations that he's going to have of us, that, and we already know about it. So it's nice to have that, and it's nice to know during the middle of the season, you know, when you're in that grind and it's not going good, it's going to be easy to leave it at the field.
Getting to some of the questions on the text line, we've got an 815 texter who says, for Sherbert, you're Sherbert.
Like that.
What are the key components for a good batting stance? For all you youngsters out there, yeah, Steve Stone would say.
Did you send that in? Nice. All right. Key components. One is feeling comfortable. Most important, you got to feel comfortable in the box. You want to have a good base under you, but also feel comfortable. And, feeling sexy, that's it. You gotta feel good up there. Like, man, whenever I'm in the box and I'm like, man, I feel good, this ball's gonna get crushed, you know what I mean? Like, that's what I want to feel like every time I step in the box.
All right. On that same note, somebody did ask, how many home runs do you expect to hit this season?
I don't know, hopefully a lot.
All right, fair enough. I mean, is that when you're so with the sort of, I guess, focus on launch angle and exit velocity and stuff, does it sort of add to what you're thinking about when you're in the box, or is it the sort of the same stuff you were taught as a kid?
I think it's a load of BS, in my opinion. Sorry, I know. I think that stuff's BS. I mean, this literally hitting, they're trying to make hitting harder, yeah. I feel like, and trying to preset things that, launch angle happens every time you hit a ball, no matter what. If I hit the ball like and I swing straight down, that's a negative whatever launch angle. And if I swing straight up, it's 90. But think about it. If I'm going to go flat as could be and I go hit the ball super flat, there's going to be a launch angle no matter what. So why would I want to lessen my chance? Because think about it, if you're swinging up to a ball, you have to be perfect with that ball to hit it. Besides, if I'm going to be flat, I'm going to come through the zone. Now I got from there, I got through there, all the way out. So you just want to be more flat in the zone. I think that stuff's all BS. Just go out there, work on a flat swing, and focus on really hitting the ball with the barrel, because good things are going to happen.
Exit velocity, just hit it really hard.
Yeah, just hit it really hard. Yeah, exactly. If I hit the barrel, it's going to come off hard.
Yeah. If you're listening, we will make sure to. There's a whole lot of body movement too that went with this, so you need to make sure you check online. We will post it.
Sorry.
Oh no, it's okay. I just want to make sure people know that they will be able to get to see the whole dance thing. Okay, speaking of dancing, you did get married in the off-season.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
So, I mean, what was the best part of the wedding? How was the wedding?
Man, everything. It was literally the perfect wedding, like perfect weather. We were in Georgia, and like I was kind of worried it was going to be cold. It was literally like 65, like perfect weather, sunny, perfect fall day, like going into winter. I mean, not fall, but going into winter. But everyone was there. My wife looked beautiful. I mean, it was the most nervous I've ever been in my life. And, you know, more nervous than Game 7. Like, I can play in front of 40,000 people, but, you know, that was definitely one of the hardest things I've done in my life. And I'm glad I didn't. I'm glad it's over now because I was like, let's go party.
Speaking of the party, who's the wildest wedding guest on the team?
Ooh, on the team? Man. I don't know. I mean, everyone had a great time. I can say that. Let's just say that. Everyone had a great time,
okay,
if you know
enough.
What
we
I mean.
Saw the pictures.
Yeah, everyone had a great time. Great time.
All right. Well, on that note, it is time for us to say goodbye to Kyle Schwarber. How about a big hand?
Thank you, guys. Sorry, I didn't mean to
have a great year.
Big hitting debacle. Next thing you know, I'm going to be getting blown up about this. Kyle Schwarber thinks launch angle and exit velocity is bullcrap. He stinks.
Look forward to reading about it over at Baseball Perspective.
I know. I'm sure I'll probably get blown up now. But thank you guys again. Appreciate it.
Thanks for your time and best of luck this year.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.